John Burks, the head football coach with the Ottoman Wheelers, joining us here as they get ready to take on Exira Elkhorn Kimbledon coming up on Friday night in the battle for Ottoman County rights. And, Coach, always good to catch up with you.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage.
Sean, this is a rivalry game for you guys. It's been a big one over the years. Sometimes it's been the district championship. What has this rivalry kind of grown into and turned into now that both of you guys have been in eight-man for a while?
You know, I don't know. You know, it's one of those things that I think gets played up more on the outside than it does on the inside. I think maybe moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas play into it more than coaches and players do, which is okay. You know, they're a team that we're familiar with. They're a team that, among others, that we're familiar with. You know, we play them every year, but we also play Cam, Coon Rapids, you know, Boyer Valley, Woodbine, West Harrison. Go right on down the list. We're really familiar with a lot of people. Even Fremont Mills, Newell Fonda, and Remsen St. Mary's. You know, we've played all of them multiple times in the last handful of years, too. So, you know, we don't really hype that up for that. You know, for our kids with our goals, the kids want to win a district title. They want to go 8-0. You know, they want to make a deep run of the playoffs. So for us to start achieving those goals, you got to go 1-0 every week. So that's where our focus is at with these guys. You know, last week our focus was 100% on Fremont Mills, and this week our focus is 100% on Exira HK. So, you know, it just the group of guys with the goals they have, they're doing a really good job of staying in the moment, keeping the focus where it needs to be. And right now that means focusing on what Exira HK brings to the table this week.
Were you really happy with last week's performance? Because that's a big win against a really strong and good program.
I was. You know, I at the time of the game, you know, I felt like pretty good. Obviously, you go back to, you know, you start looking at, you know, the game film, and there's plenty of other things to get cleaned up. So that's where it's exciting, because you go, well, you know, I thought we played pretty well, but that, when I look back at it, man, you know, it could have been better. So that's where it gets exciting, because it's one of those deals where if we do put it all together, we become scary, because right now we're putting a lot of it together. It was our most consistent game against probably the best team we've played. But yet there's still room for improvement. So that's where we're at right now. It was a good win, definitely a good win. But at the same time, we've got some room for improvement still.
Coach, the Spartans come in 2-1 on the season, playing pretty good football, led this year again by Trey Peterson, who's kind of a do-everything guy for them. What do you guys do? Do you do anything different to at least try to contain him a little bit and not have him be the guy to hurt you?
I don't think it changes anything on what we're doing. You know, I don't think there's, you know, a coach that gets on film and thinks that we're going to change things up dramatically. We are who we are. And we're going to play a three-man front. We're going to play zone on the backside. We're going to line up in our responsibilities. We're not going to blitz a whole lot. You know, we're pretty vanilla. We want to line up. You know, it's all about alignment and assignment. Are we in the right spot? We know what we need to do. And then do we go execute it? So, this week, obviously, you know, the Peterson kid does a lot, but, you know, last week the Malcolm kid did a lot. So that it's, you know, we just got to know what we're doing. We got to be aware that the quarterback's a dual threat kid. So that's where this week our focus is at. But it still comes down to you doing your job, because if you try to get crazy on game plan for him, they're gonna exploit you somewhere else.
Where do you feel he's better, though, throwing or if he gets outside of the pocket and creates with the legs?
I don't know if there's an advantage. I think he's really good at both. You know, he showed on film he's got the ability to throw the ball, you know, 50-plus yards in the air. At the same time, he's, you know, he's got something like 5 or 6 times the number of carries as their second most carries. You know, he's got like 40 carries to like 7 for the next guy, so he's obviously, you know, their offense for the most part right there. But, yeah, if you let him give him time and he lets receivers run wild, he can make all the throws. If you run upfield and get crazy with your pass rush, he's going to tuck it and he's going to make you pay with his legs, as well as just the design runs, whether they run option or lead or counter trap, whatever it might be. But, yeah, he's a true dual threat.
Coach, you've got a great quarterback of your own. Haven't talked a lot this season about him yet, as we focused in maybe on other guys that are stepping in, like a Carter Andreessen and a Matthew Beiswinger. But Gavin Smith off to another great start, completing about 61% of his passes right now. Also, you know, running for a little over 8 yards per carry and 12 touchdowns. So an explosive athlete that can do a lot of good things for you.
Yeah, Gavin's been great. You know, the nice thing is, like, you'll have kids. He'll see one thing on the field right at the same time or right after, right before I see it. The kids are like, wow, how did you – you guys are like the same mind. Like, you know, some of those guys that are either on the JV level or new to the team, you know, I don't think they understand exactly what Gavin sees all the time, but he sees it at a really high level. You know, even in practice, he's looking for those things that when we go adjust the scout team defense, like it's something we think that the other team might run. His wheels are spinning on what we can do to exploit it, even if it hasn't been something we've talked about. So you look at the stats and you see the physical traits, but you know, mentally is to me that is a really big part of what he does as well. He's such a student of the game, puts us in the right plays, understands what we need to do. He knows what everyone needs to do on a play. He can tell a guy, hey, you go here, you go there, whatever it might be. So that's really big. And obviously he'd be the first one to tell you you can't do it without the big guys blocking up front and our skill guys block on the edges. You know, it comes down to a lot of times we've got all seven guys blocking for Gavin, and that's in football, it's got to be everyone doing their job. And for a lot of times we're getting pretty darn good at that. Last week we didn't punt at all. We converted drives, and it's been a team effort to get the statistics that we have.
Coach, what do you think they'll do to try to contain him a little bit?
Oh, we'll see. You know, they're really well coached. Coach Peterson will have a really good game plan. Over the years, when we expect zone, they run man. When we expect man, they run zone. So we got to be ready for both of those. Last year, they toyed around with a two-man front when they used to always be primarily a three-man front. So it's going to be a mixture, and we got to be ready to adjust on the fly. They're usually pretty gap sound. They're usually not doing anything wild. They're going to try to keep us contained. They're not going to want to let us get to the edges with our speed and then rally to the ball. I could see them blitzing a little bit. I could see them, throwing some different fronts, like a two-man front, three-man front, mixing up man and zone. But they're going to be well coached. We got to be ready for about anything.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. Certainly appreciate you joining us here today and look forward to having you guys on the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show coming up following the game on Friday night.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Sean Burks again with the Ottoman Wheeler football team. Again, they take on Exite Elkhorn Kimbolden coming up on Friday night.